This is Good Morning Mumbai, and you're with Rishi K. Radio
1. If you followed my marathon series last year, you found a lot of tales. Tales that helped me grow, and I hope they helped you grow too. There was Suranjana Ghosh Aikara, the amputee, who decided to run because she felt it added to her self-worth. There were the Blade Runners from Hyderabad who ran because they had no other option. And of course, there were professional runners whose business it was to run. Parul Seth is one such inspiring story. She runs this Sunday, and she runs because she's the running soul. And she's got a wonderful book out called The Running Soul, My Journey from Darkness to Light. We now know about your life and how you started running after the death of your husband and how the mechanism of it helped you deal with a lot of stress and pain. But why the book? Tell us about that.
So when I was younger, I always loved English, and I always thought I should pursue it. But somewhere along the way, I forgot. You know, I did brilliantly in my 10th standard and, you know, went the usual way. My family said, I mean, everybody in the family is a science person. They said, oh, you have to take science. You've done so well. And there I was doing science. And then I became an architect. And I felt this need to write for all these years, but I never really knew what I should write about. Then when I started running, my thoughts fell into place, and as I said earlier, that I started my blog. The blog grew and grew, and then one fine morning about 8 months ago, I got this spark, and I got the entire framework in which the book should actually be. And that's when I said, oh my God, this is my book. I never thought I would ever write a book. I never thought I could ever run a marathon. But here I am, sitting with Rishi K.
The book is for people like you. What do you hope to achieve with it? Who are you hoping will read the book, and how are you hoping that it will transform their lives?
You know, this right now is being read only by runners. Runners who I hope, half marathoners to run the full marathoners to set a goal. I was an easy runner, but now that I find what racing and running can really mean and what can really do to you, I really feel that one should have a goal and go for it. But that's for the runners. What I really want people to realize and get the message through my story is that all of us have our own ordeals in life. We have our situations. Some things you can change, some things you can't. You know what? Accept your things. Take a deep breath and deal with them. You know, things will get better. They have to get better. And you are the only person who can make it get better. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Ask anyone, my timing at the marathon is not great. I am not a great runner. But I love what I do, and it has gotten me this far. So I'm sure you can get your dreams.
4 full marathons and how many half marathons, you said?
21.
21, and you say I'm not a good runner. Modesty, that's your middle name. Pictures of Parul Seth coming up at HRISHIKAY on Twitter. You can follow that handle and you see them on the timeline, and you can react to this interview. And it's facebook.com/radio1.mumbai, radioone.mum. Like the page, post on the timeline, and it's one space, you comment a name to 53650. Messages and back.